You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The Astros are promoting Joey Loperfido. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Monday, April 29th. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Scott White. The Astros are promoting prospect Joey Loperfido, and we've mentioned his name a few times already this year. 24 years old, crushing the minors, hitting .287 with 13 home runs, 5 steals, and 1106 OPS, hitting the ball extremely hard, but also striking out 31% of the time. Joey Loperfido is 26% rostered on CBS. Scott, what are you expecting from Joey Loperfido, and what size leagues would you be looking to add him in fantasy baseball?
Well, let me just first say what I think of this breakout for Loperfido, because that's really what it is. I think a lot of people are going to look at the fact he's almost 25 and he wasn't a highly regarded prospect so much coming into this year and be quick to dismiss the hot start he's gotten off to at AAA. But it's not just the results down there that have caught our attention and clearly the Astros' attention. As you mentioned, he's hitting the ball very hard. Compared to the exit velocity data we have for Joey Loperfido at AAA last year, his average exit velocity, max exit velocity, they're both up 5 to 6 miles per hour. We're talking big boy contact here, like elite quality of contact for Joey Loperfido. And I didn't even think he had it in him. He was a 25-25 guy in the minors last year, but between the suspect exit velocities and the high strikeout rating, I was thinking maybe a utility profile. Now I'm thinking this is a legit prospect getting called up for the Astros, and that's cause for excitement and enthusiasm in fantasy. Having said that, I don't think Joey Loperfido is worth adding across the board. I would say it would have to be a league where 300 or more players are rostered. So I'm mostly talking about rotisserie leagues, 5 outfielder leagues. And the reason I would be hesitant in shallower leagues is there's really 2 reasons. One is I'm concerned about the playing time right out of the gate because he's a left-handed batter. I suspect he'll be sitting against left-handers until he proves he deserves to play every day. It may be that he doesn't play against every right-hander either, but I am hopeful that between Jose Abreu's struggles at first base, Chaz McCormick in left, Jake Myers in center, I am hopeful that at least most of the time against righties, the Astros will give Loperfido a shot to perform. The second reason is the strikeouts. I mean, the strikeouts just might upend everything. He now is hitting the ball hard enough that I think he can overcome that 30%+ strikeout rate, but it's certainly no guarantee that a strikeout rate that high has brought down many a prospect before Joey Loperfido.
Would you rather speculate on Loperfido or Joe Adell, who went 3-for-4, hit his 3rd home run on Saturday this weekend, and he's just off to a nice start in general. He's batting over .300. He's got 5 steals. He's got the 3 home runs. Who would you rather speculate on?
I guess Loperfido, just because I think there's going to be more competition for him, but I really am excited about what Joe Adell is doing. He himself was like a top-5 prospect once upon a time. It was years ago. He got called up too early, struggled with strikeouts for years, would get sent back to the minors, kill it there, come back, more strikeouts. The Angels had no choice but to put him on the opening day roster this year. He was out of options, but they weren't playing him every day. Now all of a sudden they are 6 games in a row, and not only is he producing with 3 home runs to 5 steals, his strikeout rate, Joe Adell's strikeout rate, is down to 23.6%, much better than we've seen in the past, certainly good enough for him to succeed. So I think in those 5 outfielder leagues, Adell is absolutely worth picking up.
Some of the top waiver wire pitchers from this weekend. Brandon Pfaadt set a new career high with 11 strikeouts at the Mariners. He's 72% rostered. Eric Fetty has looked awesome two starts in a row. He was up against the Rays where he threw 8 1/3 innings, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts. Reese Olson was great against the Royals, 7 innings, 1 run, 8 strikeouts in that. And Gavin Stone pitched well at the Blue Jays, 7 innings, 1 run, 2 walks to 2 strikeouts. Scott, how would you rank that group? Stone, Olson, Fetty, and Brandon Pfaadt.
Well, the two I'm most excited about are Eric Fetty and Reese Olson. Eric Fetty, I liked him a lot coming in. MVP in the Korean League last year, not to mention their equivalent of Cy Young winner, made some big changes to his arsenal and drive line before going over there to South Korea. Added a sweeper for more whiffs, added a split change that helped him get a lot of ground balls. And they just weren't showing up in spring training and his first 4 starts in the majors. It seemed like maybe Eric Fetty was kind of a fake out, but the last 2 starts, they've really come through. It was the split change that caused him to dominate 2 turns ago, and then the sweeper in this one. And I think maybe he's just gotten the feel for it now with the major league ball, and hopefully we're going to see Eric Fetty live up to the potential he showed in the Korean League last year. So I'm buying into him. Reese Olson, great whiff rates on both the slider and changeup, and really only 1 bad start this year. I think people were too quick to write him off. Gavin Stone would be third, but quite a bit behind the other two, and then Pfaadt fourth. And really, I think I just trust the Dodgers to coach up Gavin Stone to get the most out of him. He certainly has a great changeup to work with, great swinging strike rate overall. Pfaadt, I think, is always going to be a little bit vulnerable to the long ball and to blowout starts as a result.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.